بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, it is only Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam that Allah Ta'ala gives us these opportunities of gathering to remember Him, to take His blessed name, His Mubarak name. Really, this is no kamal on our side, on our part. Allah Ta'ala brings us to the gathering of Dhikrullah, and of course the menfolk into the masjid, our mothers and sisters listening at home on the musalla. Allah Ta'ala gives us these chances. These are opportunities from Allah Rabbul Izzat for which we should make abundant shukr. Allah chooses His bandas. Allah directs who He wishes towards His path. And Allah gives us chances to make amends, to make tawbah, to make istighfar, because Allah loves us. Allah Ta'ala loves us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these opportunities despite our weaknesses, despite our sins, our vice, our evil, our wrongdoings. Allah still allows us. He permits us. He brings us into the gathering of Dhikrullah. And these are no ordinary gatherings. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I explained previously, there are such gatherings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down sakina, peace and tranquility upon such a gathering. Angels surround such a gathering. Allah Ta'ala envelops this gathering with rahmah and mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers this gathering in the gathering of the angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the people who have gathered in this gathering. The angel announces that قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in the condition that Allah has forgiven you and Allah has actually changed your evil deeds, your bad deeds into good deeds. Now look at the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His abundant mercy. And also in the narration in Bukhari, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding a certain person who did not come for the particular purpose of the gathering of Dhikrullah or in the Dini gathering. He had come, he was being passed and he needed some work from a certain person sitting in the gathering, so he sat there. His intention was not to participate in that particular gathering, the Dini gathering. He came for some other hajah, some work for some, with some person there. So the angels, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah sees that, I have forgiven all those who are in the gathering. Ya Allah, but what about that person? He did not come for the gathering. Allah says, it is because of the other participants in the gathering. Hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. They are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are accepted by Allah ta'ala, that any other person who sits in their company also, he is also forgiven. Now look at Allah Ta'ala's vast mercies, kindness upon us. And especially in this season which I mentioned previously also, it is no doubt a time of great fitna, fasad. Shaitan goes all out. He exerts all his energy, especially in this season, to lure us, to tempt us into haram, into becoming lax with regard to our salat, and having the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst many people go on a holiday or take a break, then it is absolutely important that we bear in mind that Allah ta'ala is still watching us. We're not at home, we're on a journey, and wherever we may be traveling, but Allah is watching us. In fact, I mentioned to many people when they're going on a journey, they ask for advice. As you ponder over the du'as of Safar, when a person is embarking on a journey, they are masnoon du'as, and they make a humble appeal to all our brothers and sisters. All these books, this kitab, these du'as are available in the du'a kitabs. Very easy, we can access these now. So read these masnoon du'as. You don't know it by heart, but read it from the kitab at least. Try and learn it by heart, because we're traveling all the time, and it is for our protection. In that one particular dua, We say, Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar wal khalifatu fi al-ahl. Oh Allah, you are our companion on this journey. So just remember this. Person is traveling, and if you're a companion, especially if you got your ustad with you, or your parent with you, or somebody very senior who you respect, your teacher, whoever he may be, in that person's company, you will make sure you don't do anything wrong, because that person is watching you, he'll reprimand you, and you have respect for him. He will behave well, you will conduct yourself in a good way, you won't do anything wrong, you're traveling with your sheikh, and he's talking about Allah's greatness, taqwa, and staying away from sin. So at that time, you won't do anything wrong, because he's watching you, he's in your company. Here in this dua, we are saying, Allahumma anta, oh Allah, you are our companion on this journey. Now, Allah is the companion in the journey, then how much more mindful we should be. That my Allah is watching me all the time. So respected brothers and elders, our salat, do not discard our salat whilst embarking on a journey. Many people say, we'll make up the qaza later on in the evening, especially those traveling. Sometimes the person is traveling for Umrah, and everybody is going on to Mubarak places. And still we find excuses not to make our salah, we discard our salah. So it is not correct. We should make sure the salah is given full preference, and we must work our time. Okay, we've been traveling by car and other modes of transport. By plane is difficult, you are fixed by certain times that you have to take the flight and you're landing and you're in transit, etc. But still, there's time for salat, and you can perform your salat in the plane or wherever you're reaching on time, you read your salat. Otherwise, if you are planning a journey, then always check the salah time. Either you're leaving at such a time that you can make your salah comfortably at your destination or at a halfway place where you're not rushing, or you're not discarding your salah, or you're not becoming lax in your salah. Then refrain from all evil places. You know, Hazrat Uqbah radiallahu ta'ala, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, man najat? What a beautiful question. And this is what the mindset of Sahaba was. Always, they were concerned about their salvation in the Akhirah. How they could be successful in the hereafter. Najat. Ya Rasulullah, how will I be saved in the hereafter from the fire of Jahannam? How can I gain entry into paradise? What will be my salvation? What a beautiful question. Just one word. Man Najat. Najat. And you find various occasions, a Sahabi would come, Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amrin. إِذَا عَمِلْتُهُ دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ. Show me an action, if I do it, I'll enter Jannah. Show me an action that will keep me away from Jahannam. Show me an action that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were haris. Haris means desirous about achieving the Akhirat. They knew dunya is temporary. They believed in it. And practically they demonstrated it. They gave preference over the dunya, the material pursuits. They gave preference to Akhirat. In acquiring Akhirat, therefore they excelled in Ibadah. Therefore they were meticulous in the Mu'amalat, Mu'asharat, the dealings, the conduct. They had Allah in front of them. They knew they were answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew there'd be Liyawm al-Fasl, the day of decision. They knew they would stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The khawf of Allah ta'ala was all the time in their hearts. All the time in their hearts. And therefore they abstained from evil, from sins. And if they slip into any sin, immediately it will disturb them, make them so restless that they will not be able to sleep. They will not be able to live a comfortable life until they did not make sincere tawbah and istighfar. They will run to Rasulullah SAW, Ya Rasulullah, halaktu, halaktu, I'm destroyed. I did this guna, I did this sin, I committed this. Ya Rasulullah, please show me the way out. How I could make my Allah happy. So Sahaba were haris, they were desirous of gaining the Akhirah. So this Sahabi, Uqba radiallahu anhu, asked Rasulullah, man najat? What is my salvation? Nabi Kareem has mentioned these three things. Simple things that Rasulullah mentioned, simple advices. And inshallah, we should just focus on this. I'm not going to elaborate on each one. We have heard this many times. But for this season, especially when we're traveling, and even in times of fitna, and even when we're not traveling, amsik alayka lisanak. Somebody wise said, amlik alayka lisanak, or amsik alayka lisanak. Guard your tongue, guard your tongue. And how often we say things that is only going to cause more darkness in our heart. We will either say something rude, vulgar, lewdness, something which is harsh, will hurt somebody's feelings, and then we regret it later on. So many times with our wives and children we see things, or with our friends we see unsavory things, things which are not correct, not permissible in Sharia. A person has to be mindful, and ulama have mentioned that kathratul kalam, speaking excessiveness, kalam of dunya, all the time, anything. So many people, every small thing amuses them. Every small opportunity, they will say something, pass a remark. All the time, ulama have mentioned a person who remains silent in most parts of his day or night or his life, he is always silent. Obviously, in times when he should be speaking, then you could speak, but generally, he is tawilul sukut. Yes, he is silent. Then he will be endowed with hikmah. When he speaks, he'll speak words of wisdom. And the other person, he's a fool. He will speak anything that comes into his tongue. Anything comes to his mind. He'll just blurt it out, thinking that he is now doing a very good service to mankind. In fact, he's a clown. He's seeking attention. May Allah protect us. That is why Rasulullah said, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحِيُّ مَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever gives me guarantee of protection of his tongue and his private parts, I give him guarantee of Jannah. So a person should be very, very careful of what he speaks. The second thing Rasul mentioned, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. Your house should be sufficiently spacious and adequate for you. In other words, your house, no matter how small it may be, it should be sufficient for you. Your main needs, your necessities, your bare necessities, what you require every day, should be found within your house. You don't have to keep on emerging from your home to acquire these basic needs. Now, alhamdulillah, in our times today, even we have the bathroom, the toilet in our homes. And some people, Allah forgive us, looking at the Western world, they've got their toilet in their bedroom. Now, this is not the practice of Islam and the teaching of Islam. Nonetheless, we have our toilets and our bathrooms within our home, so we don't have to go all out. Previously, our grandparents would say, they didn't have the means and they had to use a toilet which was out of the home. So at night, become difficult also, if you come out of the house and then go out into the toilet. Here Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for us. So we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So whatever we require, we have a washing machine, sometimes we have dishwasher, whatever we require. Previously the person has to go to the laundry, and then he has to take the clothing and get it washed and then come back, dry cleaners, etc. Here Allah has made everything there for us. Maqsad of this hadith, the mansha of Rasulullah SAW, what is Rasulullah explaining? That this should not be a need all the time to emerge out of our homes. Not only for the women folk, even for men. It is times of fitna, person should be within his home, of course, come out for salat and important other duties, no problem. But the more we're going to emerge, the more shaitan is going to attract us into haram. And then we have peer pressure. Many, many a person in these times, Allah protect me, Allah protect our families, our children, our grandchildren, our students, our friends. Allah protect us from all type of fitna and fasad. It is during these times when, because of peer pressure, the person innocently goes out with his friends, and what happens? He's now forced into taking some drugs or taking a sip of some alcohol. He becomes an addict, becomes alcoholic. His whole life becomes changed. He's become miserable. So many times a person goes into this type of life, and then he commits zina, and there is so much of problems. Allah Ta'ala wants us to live a pure life. Allah wants a hayatan tayyibah for us. And these are the times, if we are not going to be on guard, we will slip easily, very easily, very easily, because of the company that we are in. Sometimes the person will say, come on, just enjoy yourself when it's holiday. Don't act like a big buzruk. Suddenly you became very pious. Don't worry about these remarks. Be steadfast. Be firm. Yes, be happy. Be content. You're going for a break. The maqsad of your break should be, still you must be obeying Allah Ta'ala's commandments, but to take some rest so that you may get energy again to be more devoted to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In Arabic, it's called ijmam. In other words, you are resting so that you have sufficient amount of rest to come back into action to do good deeds and obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Here we go for a holiday, and we come back and we're absolutely tired, and we say jet lag, and we say we need another holiday, we need more rest, then we have not fulfilled the purpose of the holiday. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make sure that our sufficient basic needs are found within our homes, and there's no need to keep on coming out from the home. And the third thing, وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ, cry over your sins. Muslim said, cry over your sins. Shed those tears of nadamat. Hence in the hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned that try and cry. And if you cannot cry, then at least make the appearance of a crying person. So every person cannot cry, shed those tears of nadamat. Sometimes a person's heart is soft. And some person's heart is not as soft as the other person, so he finds it difficult to cry. However, if you don't cry, you don't shed those tears, there's no guna, there's no problem. At least make the appearance of a crying person, especially when you're begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of the hadith is to reflect over our lives, and take stock of our lives, and see our sins that we are committing. And when you commit the sins, then make sure we're making tawbah istighfar. Show that regret, that remorse, oh Allah, I do not want to commit those sins again. So three simple advices given to the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person should have complete control over his tongue. The house, the home should be sufficiently adequate for him. It does not mean you have to have a big mansion and so many stories, so many manzils in your home, and you have to have so many bedrooms. No. Look at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every time we go to Madinah Sharif and we stand before the Rawda Mubarak, and imagine that how did Rasulullah, he was the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Person can say in the world that I'm a king, so I require a very big mansion. Somebody may say I'm a very rich person, or I'm a leader of the community and I need a big space, I've got many people coming. Rasulullah would have delegation coming to him. His wife is staying inside. Sahaba had to come inside. He had to see to Sahaba. And with all that, the house was absolutely small. Absolutely small. Sometimes you may see some small pictures depicting the small room of Rasulullah. So it was amazing that when he would make sajda, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha at times had to draw her legs so that Rasulullah would have sufficient space to put his head down in sajda. Can we imagine? So it does not mean you have to have a big, huge home. If Allah has given you that palatial home, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, use it for good things, and make barakah come in that home. Let not the house be a qabrastan where the dhikr of Allah is not taking place, tilawat of the Quran is not taking place. And the third one, wabki ala khati'atik, cry over your sins. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru dawana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Sayyid Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله
صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم اللهم لغناكم عافرما ولغتاكم عافرما الله forgive us completely by Allah forgive us every single sin we committed ya Allah major sin minor sin knowing the unknowing ya Allah ya Allah in the darkness of the night in the broadness of the daylight ya Allah Ya Allah, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Illa hamari dilaku musaffa, mudilla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha. Wazakkiha anta khairu mazakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, give us that himmah to refrain from all our sins, my Allah. Help us to control our gazes, my Allah. Help us to control our tongues, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect every limb of our body from haram, my Allah. Don't make us consume haram, my Allah. Ya Allah. In this time of fitna and fasad, my Allah, especially the times of holiday, my Allah,
Don't make us consume haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, make you sure, ya Allah, that we eat only halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we spend our time correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, to establish our salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, and fulfill all your obligations, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only begging from you, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Anta al-ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara'u ilayk. Ya Allah, you are independent. We are beggars unto you, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Every person who's sitting here tonight, listening to the program, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got tamanna in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes in you, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hum, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك. يا الله, there are so many people who are sick, my Allah, in hospitals, in ICU, at home, my Allah. يا الله, شفاء is in your hand, my Allah. يا الله, we can only make dua for them, my Allah. يا الله, but we know, يا الله, everything is in your control, my Allah. يا الله, nobody can stop you from granting cure and shifa, my Allah. You know what is best for them, my Allah. Allah, we are asking you, Allah, to grant all of them kamil shifa, my Allah. Give them shifa kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, ya Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us mawtul iman, my Allah. Mawt in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hawdi the kuthur water from his mubarak hands, ya Allah. Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning, ya Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, protect our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. Ya Allah, our progeny, ya Allah, from all type of evil, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat in this world and the akhirat. Grant us afiyat, my Allah, in this world and the akhirat. يا الله ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما حاضرين غائبين سبت وقبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين